and welcome to another episode of The Good Night Show. I am your host, Daniel Van Kirk. It is Friday, May 8th, around 12 a.m. Rochelle time, which is where none of us are unless you live there, but we can all be in our hearts. Let's welcome to the show our producer, Noah Eberhardt. Noah, welcome to the show. How are you, buddy?
Hey, Dan. How's it going?
Okay. You feeling good tonight?
Oh, I'm feeling fantastic.
Okay, good. I'm glad to hear it. I'm happy to hear it. Hey, let us know how you're feeling, because this is Friday, and on Fridays we always talk about everything that has happened good, or we saw that was good in our lives, or whether in the news or anywhere in the past week. So you can tell us how you're feeling if you want to contact us at 609-955. That's 609-644-4855. Or you can email me at thegoodnightpod@gmail.com. Use that info to tell us everything great that's happening in your life, or send us your sex and relationship advice questions. We need your questions in order to do that edition of the show. That is the back page edition, as well as you can send us anything that you're being entertained by, or just any feelings you have on any part of the show. And if it fits into some category, we will use it. Or just say hi. Again, that is 609-955. That's 609-644-4855. Or email me at thegoodnightpod@gmail.com. All right. It is Friday, like I said. We want to talk about all the positive stuff we saw in the last week as we head into the weekend. Give us a little pep in our step as we go towards our Saturday and our Sunday. And hopefully the weekend is still something you look forward to. And if it's not, find a way to make it something you look forward to. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But here, let's start out with an email from our listener named Bonnie. Hello, Dan, you sexy devil. That's okay. And of course, Noah, I hope you are both well. I've really been enjoying the Good Night Show the past couple of weeks and hearing about it on Dumb People Town. After hearing about it on Dumb People Town, another one of my favorites. I am writing in response to your What Made You Feel Good prompt about how my chickens are helping me as an educator. I work for a nonprofit high school focused on credit recovery. A lot of our kids are in rough places physically, mentally, financially, etc. One of them is a 17-year-old girl living in a tiny apartment with 7 family members. It's chaotic. I know from spending hours in there via video calls. This kid is incredibly smart, but understandably unmotivated. Weeks after our switch to online learning, she still hadn't handed anything in despite numerous teachers' attempts to connect with her. I did know she was a huge animal lover, however, and I had several nameless chickens in my flock. So I made her the deal that if she would get on a video call with me and get one small English assignment done, I would bring a chicken into the house and onto the call and she could name it. It worked. She had an assignment done that day, and I had a hen named Gloria. Later that week, the rooster came to be known as Cole. The rooster came to be known as Cole. The student is now almost done with her final assignment of the unit, and I can't wait to see the name she comes up with for the next bird. It's a challenging time for everyone right now, and being an educator, especially a successful one these days, requires some serious thinking outside the box. I'm grateful I have fresh eggs to share, chickens to help me teach, and great podcasts like this one to keep me relatively sane. Thanks so much for the soothing escape you provide. Be well, and if the world ever starts spinning again, I hope you book a tour date in Tucson. I guarantee I'll be there. Bonnie. P.S. Attached is a picture of Gloria, formerly known as Littlest, for obvious reasons, in a video call. And then Bonnie includes a picture here, and it is perfect. It looks fake. That chicken looks so cool. Like the colors of it and everything. I absolutely love it.
Beautiful. Backlit.
Yeah, very backlit. And you know what else? You know what I spy in the background?
What's that?
I see some boots. And I'm already down to hang out with Bonnie. That is some Western living. We also got a Twitter thread from Maureen Johnson that I wanted to talk about. It was pretty great. I think I saw this and made sure that we included it. It says, my mother just called me, and maybe Noah, while we can, you can look up the handle for Maureen Johnson so that we can steer people towards this if they'd like to go to it. My mother just called me. She had ordered some flowers from a small local store to be delivered and dropped on the porch. When they brought the flowers, they said, "Hang on, we have something for you." The driver went back to the truck and proceeded to bring out a bag of hot meals and then multiple bags of groceries. My mom was speechless and asked why. They said, "When you called, you'd mentioned you had promised your daughter not to go out, so we were worried you had no food and brought some." My parents have plenty of food. I've set up weekly deliveries, but this small business wanted to make sure, and they refused, all caps, refused payment for it. So I would like to shout out a small business to the rooftops. If you have gardening needs in the lower Bucks County, Pennsylvania area, here you go. This is a small local business and they are amazing people. And that business is castlegardencenter.com. You can find them at castlegardencenter.com. I think they have everything right there. So Castle Garden Center is who they are. This is a roadside plant and garden shop. They brought hot meals from one source and they went to the grocery store and bought food with their own money. They possibly spent more on the food than my mom did on the plants. And thanks, Noah. I see it right here. That is Maureen Johnson. That's at MaureenJohnson at Maureen Johnson. Yeah, I just saw that story and I loved it. I mean, you just want to talk about people who, you know, they didn't know if that was going to blow up on Twitter. They just heard of somebody in need and said, we can help out here. And maybe like the cynical part of my brain was like, well, I bet they got a customer for life. But you know what I would also say? They deserve one. So if their actions are rewarded, it's based on merit. So yeah, reward those actions. And you know, reward yourself by doing nice things for people, even when, you know, turned out she had all the food she needed, but now she definitely does. And they made sure of that. So I love that sort of stuff. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we will hear more from you guys and positive stuff in your life. And Noah and I will talk about something positive from our past week that we would like to share with you as well. We'll be right back. Hey, are you looking for a way to let everyone know that you're serious about social distancing, staying safe, and being smart, but you want to look good at the same time? Guess what, friends? You need to check out Real Day Design. They have a variety of shirt styles that look and feel great while also sending the message that you care about your health and the health of people around you. You can choose from a short sleeve, a long sleeve tee, a crew neck sweatshirt like I did. I love the black one that just says Social Distancing Club, or even a football jersey style t-shirt. Any option is perfect for looking good and feeling comfortable in your own home or on a walk. But letting people know you are part of Social Distancing Club doesn't just have to be worn. You can show everyone in your Zoom meeting where your priorities lie with the Social Distancing Club coffee mug. So quarantine, but make it fashion by visiting Real Day Design online at bonfire.com/store/real-day-design-co. Again, you can just go to bonfire.com and search for Real Day Design, or put all those words into Google and you will find great clothes that feel great and you will look good too. Hey, I want to tell you about High Noon Hard Seltzer. It's made with real vodka and real juice because there's a lot of fake out there, but thanks to High Noon, things just got real. High Noon Sun Sips are the easy drinking, great tasting, sun toasting, blue sky celebrating, memory making awesomeness in a can. Hard seltzers can be made from just about any mixture of soda, water, and alcohol, but some brands use malt liquors and sugar to flavor their drinks. High Noon uses real vodka and real fruit juice for 100 calories of easy drinking, take anywhere deliciousness. And they come in 4 different flavors: pineapple, black cherry, watermelon, and my favorite, grapefruit. And also, all the juice in High Noon Sun Sips are real. Yeah, they use a mix of juices to create each flavor, but everything comes from real fruit. High Noon Sun Sips come in packs of 4 and a variety pack of 12. You can find out where to get it by searching the Where to Buy page on their website. You can also check out your favorite grocery store, liquor store, or stay safe and practice distance socializing by checking with your preferred alcohol delivery service. High Noon is currently available in 32 states, but if they're not available near you, contact them and they'll see how they can help. So check out highnoonspirits.com and enjoy responsibly. High Noon Hard Seltzer. Things just got real. Okay, we are back. We have an email here from a listener named Nick. It says, hey, Daniel and Noah, longtime listener of Dumb People Town, now enjoying the Goodnight Show. Honestly, I can't believe how you can consistently be creating content of such delightful quality, but it is much appreciated, especially now. Well, thank you very much, Nick. I appreciate that. I want to share one of my favorite salsa recipe videos for 2 reasons. 1, the salsa is damn tasty. 2, this guy's commentary is hilarious. Here's a quote with no context needed. These are very spicy, so I'm only using a dozen. the video title is, if you want to look it up, any listen out there, is Tomato Salsa or the Best Salsa You Will Eat. And it is by user CoCineMosJuntos.com. Is that Cochinmos Juntos?
I think so.
I tried, Noah. That was my best.
Yeah, you did your best.
Cochinmos Juntos? It feels good, doesn't it? Cochinmos Juntos?
Mos Juntos?
Mos Juntos?
Is it Mos Juntos?
Mos Juntos.
I'm not sure.
I don't know. But you can find that on YouTube. Look at me. Why am I worried about speaking Spanish? I can't even speak English. You can find that on YouTube or YouTube. There's probably a YouTube, and just be ready to maybe be in a private browser if you look up what YouTube is. It says here, as it continues in the email, that the YouTube video that they're recommending has a similar vibe to the National Cowboy Museum Instagram tip that you shared a few weeks back. I also just found the author of the salsa video has created an English YouTube channel with a lot of content called Cooking Together due to popular demand. Oh, I know how to pronounce that. It's Cooking Together. Thought you might get a kick out of it. I also happen to be part owner of a Minnesota-based fermented hot sauce business that is getting hit hard by the pandemic. I heard you were taking ad submissions from an old episode, but I never acted on it. Well, send that in to us, and I'll be happy to read something like that, provided, you know, it fits the guidelines. So hopefully we'll get an ad from them in the future. And I'm always down for some hot sauce. So maybe we'll work out some sort of trade. Or you know what? I'll just go buy some. It's probably good. So that's really cool. I love this video right here of a salsa. Do you make salsa, Noah? Do you make your own salsa?
I make salsa sometimes, but mostly store-bought.
Yeah. You know, I've never made my own salsa. My brother Vance is a chef. My uncle is an amazing cook. And they make the best salsa I've ever had. My cousin, who's like a sister to me, Mary Lou, she also is an amazing cook. Her family, she married my cousin Kenny, and you know, her family, they're from Mexico, so her food is like, come on.
Yeah.
But I'll look up this recipe.
Does Vance have an asparagus tattoo?
I'm not sure.
Because I feel like every chef has a tattoo of asparagus.
Oh. I was like, man, I don't know if my brother does. You know what? I was going to tweet this joke out. Maybe you guys will get to hear it before I do it. But what happens first? Do you have to get a tattoo on your forearms and then become a chef? Or do you become a chef and then get a tattoo on your forearms? I'm not sure which way it goes, but it definitely... I once had a joke where I was like, at what point in your life of being a dick are you told you have to buy a Mustang? That's another joke. So cue the only nice people in the world that own Mustangs being offended. Guess what? I'm not talking about you, so it's okay. I might check out this video to make some salsa, because it sounds fun, but really I feel like maybe I'll first have my brother teach me how to do it. I'll make his, and then I'll branch out into other ones as well. But if you could make good salsa, man, you are set. That is nothing wrong with doing that. All right, let's see what else we have here. Oh, here's a story that I saw that I wanted to cover. I think this is really, really cool. An anonymous donor gave $1 million to a hospital so it could be divided between every single employee. And that is just the type of thing that makes me happy. I'm going to read it to you here. The staffers at this California hospital are rejoicing after receiving a $1 million gift from an anonymous donor who asked for the money to be divided amongst the employees. The donation was made this week to the Dignity Health Dominican Hospital in Santa Cruz, California. Love Santa Cruz. It says, although the donor opted to remain anonymous, they did include a note with their financial gift saying, thank you for standing up and staying up to care for our community. This human kindness is what makes you heroic. As per the doctor's wishes, the donation will be distributed amongst each and every one of the hospital staffers who have worked at the facility for at least 1 year, from the security guards and lab technicians to the janitors and mailroom workers. Full-time employees will be receiving an $800 check, while part-time employees will be receiving $600 bonuses. Staffers are rejoicing over the gift after spending weeks of tirelessly combating the current situation facing our society. There are so many people, this is a quote, says, there are so many people who keep the hospital running. Nursing supervisor Amy Loudon told the Associated Press, nurses and doctors are getting the praise, but we couldn't do it without the staff who clean the floors, deliver supplies, fix the machines, and do everything. It's a team, and I am glad the whole team is getting a huge thank you. So this is just a positive story that I saw from the last week. It made me really happy. I love that the person, just out of the kindness of their heart and respect for the sacrifices being made by the people in our world, said, I'm going to give something a little back. Another story that I wanted to share with you listeners that I thought was kind of inspiring and made me feel good, some positive vibes to it, was how Mr. Rogers got through his own periods of quarantine as a boy who had breathing problems. So obviously we know Mr. Rogers as literally just a perfect gift to the world. One of my favorite moments of that I know of him is when he spoke before Congress about the importance of PBS and what it brought to children. You look back on your life and realized, you know, it's kind of like a joke, like, oh, I was raised by TV. I feel like I'm somebody who was partly raised by TV. There were things I learned and references I understood and just kind of ways in which it shaped me. And I very much remember watching Mr. Rogers and having my imagination stoked. And obviously I've run with that throughout my whole life. But it says here that with millions of people struggling to cope with the strange lifestyle changes presented by our current state of affairs, we can still look to one of America's most beloved role models to learn how to react to everything happening with kindness and grace. Fred Rogers is the trailblazer responsible for transforming children's television and hosting the Mr. Rogers Neighborhood Show. But before he ever appeared on the big screen, he spent many of his childhood summers quarantined inside his Pittsburgh home. Since Rogers suffered from hay fever and breathing problems as a boy, he would often be forced to keep to his bedroom because the city air was so polluted. As fate would have it, Rogers ended up turning to his imagination to keep himself entertained during these periods of quarantine, and those periods of self-isolation are what spurred Rogers to dream up some of his most iconic characters to later appear on his TV show. And there is a YouTube video. If it was presented by Inside Edition, which so much of what they do is kind of laughable. But this was a feel-good, cool story. I think if you just look Inside Edition or how Mr. Rogers got through quarantine as a child, you will find it to be inspirational as well. You know, we think about that, like right now, there is some time here to be able to be creative. The Good Night Show was planned long before we kind of all were, you know, destined to be inside and stick to our homes and our own property. But it certainly provided an opportunity for me to speed up that process and be able to provide this to you. And maybe there's things in your own life. Maybe it is just making salsa, or it's reading a book, or it's writing your own book, or you know what? Writing your own little story. What if you told yourself you didn't have to write a novel? You just had to write a story. And maybe you only wrote that story for the loved ones you're with, or the loved ones that you can still connect to. Or maybe you also wrote it for yourself. There's just a time for that. And it's inspiring to hear that someone who was a child, they kind of let this time allow them to create a path to what their life's mission would be and how they would find success. And I don't just mean that financially, but I mean just in life. So I thought that was a pretty cool thing. Let's get out of here with some of our own positive things. Noah, I would love it if you shared with me your maybe something positive from the last week. It could be small, it could be big, just something that happened to you that you want to go off into the weekend that you're feeling positive about.
Yeah. So I've been taking more walks recently, going outside more. I've been trying to get outside every single day and trying to make a commitment to do that. And I've been taking my camera with me. I think last week I said something about taking photos, because as a photographer, it's tough to be inside all the time. But I've been going outside and taking photos on my walks, and that's just, I think it's helped give me a little bit of a lift this week. Yeah,
that's awesome. That's so cool, man. For me, it was Cinco de Mayo this week. We talked about that earlier in the week, and that it was happening, and we talked about it when it happened. But one thing that I didn't share is that so from you know that I wanted it to be special. I think that like we need to mark certain days so it doesn't all feel the same. So I did a responsible as mindful as possible takeout order from a place called Chica's Tacos in downtown LA. And I had a little Cinco de Mayo party. I mentioned last night about how I was listening to some music to kind of put me in that mood. I had a bottle of tequila and some pineapple juice and soda water and made a little tequila cocktail. And yeah, it just, to me, it was like an opportunity to still have something special, and it made me feel good, and it made that day feel a little bit brighter than maybe it normally would. So I was proud of that.
Nice.
Let us know about anything that you did this week in your life as you listen to this show. Maybe there's something that you're proud of or made you happy or made you feel a little special, or you saw something that was special and you'd like to share it with us. Please do that. In the meantime, I will tell you that tonight's episode of The Goodnight Show was produced by Noah Eberhardt. It was engineered and mixed by Brendan Lynch Solomon, with production assistance from Ben Zyper and Lissa Rubin. The theme music was composed by Chad Bouchard, and the artwork was created by CM Dugan. You can check out more of his artwork at cmdugan.com. If you enjoyed tonight's show, you can get more content at patreon.com/thegoodnightshow. There you can sign up for the Goodnight Show Weekend Edition, as well as exclusive weekly episodes of some of our favorite topics. Plus, you can get a supercut of this entire week's worth of shows, as well as access to the entire back catalog of the Hindsight podcast. There are 3 Patreon tiers available, and the most comprehensive option is still less than $10 a month. The Goodnight Show is not part of any network, so all proceeds go directly to the costs and people that keep this show on the air. And your support really matters and is greatly appreciated. One way to support is to rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes. Please help us tell everyone about this show. Thank you again for listening. I'm Daniel Van Kirk, and remember, no man is a failure who has friends. Good night.